Beginning current daf Masechtas Erev and daf Tezvav. Begin on an alf. Begin on Tezvav Masechta. Begins words of the Gemara. Toshma. It's being a raya ha'isa sukasa. Regarding someone who makes his sukkah. Today says difficulty from the Gemara sukkah and resolves it because the Gemara wanted to say according to the Havmina that the machlik by Rav was also by mechitza imedis meleho. The difficulty was on Rav who holds not going to be mechitza. In the Brayso we see that the walls, even though they're from trees, are going to be kosher, even though generally we assume it's not planted for that purpose. Which today says a difficulty. But Perek Yashin, the Gemara Sukkot of Chavdama Beis Mukilo, the Gemara explains that actually what is this case of this Braisa? Is the Ovid Lo Behutza Badafna? Is that they actually tied the branch of the tree with other types of branches so that it doesn't blow in the wind? And the reason why is delay tikshul Rav Acha Bayakov, so it shouldn't be difficult contra Rav Acha Bayakov. Because Dama he says if it's a partition they cannot withstand the wind. Pirush. In other words, Shairuch Menanan Silakan Lakan. The wind blows in either way. Ain't a mechitza, not a valid mechitza. Now Vamayk Sheira, but then why is it valid because of Asi? But it's moving around in the wind. So therefore the Gemara says, oh, you have to talk about that it was tied down the branches. So it says Tosla Visa based on that qualification. Lay Parcha Chamidin. Then what's the Gemara's question on Rava? What do you mean? It's not a sukkah that was made by, but with the walls by itself, because it was tied to be a mechitza. So Tais says, the Gemara could have said, and according to your reasoning, that a mechitza is a mechitza, but then you have a difficulty, but it's in your chalam ruch. It can't not withstand the wind. So what are you going to say? Oh, you did it with hutzah b'dafna. And then according to me, it's not difficult because you made it with hutzah b'dafna. Therefore, it's not like a mechitza. Or you know, another approach to Tais is, mashmali demai b'chalinyan. No, it sounds like the Gemara that's asking the question here on Rava, that it's this tree is a valid wall in all situations, meaning whether it's told about that the majority of the wall is from the thickness of the tree that does not get blown around in the wind, and then you don't have to do behutza bedafna. Whether it's talking about that most of the wall is from the branches. So yes, the Gemara was able to ask it on the question in the Gemara and Sukkah over there and have to say that it's tied down the branches. But our Gemara is asking from a case when most of it is not something that's movable in the wind. And therefore it was difficult in Rav, and therefore you were able to say it in both contexts, and therefore not, and Rav is difficult from this price. Next to his master begins words the Gemara. If that's the case, my lamem, then what are you saying? Just going to say, why didn't the Gemara say like I said before? Gemara asks on Rava from the Brice that says that if there was a tree or a wall or a partition made out of reeds, that it's going to function as the diyumdin for the pasi b'rice. So you see that even though it's there by itself, it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara says, oh, that you can't say that it was made for that, because then, like Tosfos Maskil says, what's the Chiddush? Which Tosfos says, and B'lei Saga B'Shinui D'Leil, we cannot give the Gemara's answer I gave it previously, that the Chiddush is to say that we're not concerned that you might come to use the tree. Why not? Because we would not have said a Chiddush in one of the case, and therefore then take along two cases. In other words, we would not say two because of one. In other words, that chiddush would only be a chiddush in the case of the tree. But what about the case of a geder, or mechitza kanim? It wouldn't be logical to say that we said a chiddush only in the tree, and therefore that's why the Gemara did not entertain to answer like it said regarding the previous halacha when it was just talking about a tree. Tanik says the Masechta begins with the Gemara tel v'naka, but a mound and a cleft in the rock. Michael, what are you going to say over there? Tosfos comes to explain that you cannot prove from over here that you don't need to have a mechitza that's made by mankind. Because the Gemara had a question regarding, okay, by a comma you could say that it was made for that, but tel v'naka, which was from Sheshem Ebrishis, you can't say that. Tosfos says, don't ask from over here, l'mandam mechitza shenusu b'dei adam. That according to the one who says that even partition that's not made by a human, l'shmei mechitza not considered partition, similarly over here, you could ask. You see that if someone was here in the tel v'naka, which is not being made by a person, he could go in the whole area. Obviously, you see that doesn't have to be made by a person. That this is no, because the only thing that they're coming to exclude is something that is not fit to be made by a man, like a living creature, but by a mound or a cleft, which you could make by a person. Therefore, it's kosher, even though it was made not by but the adam. That's what that opinion holds. Kshinek says, Matzah begins with the Gemara, Abai l'tamei, Abai goes according to his reasoning. Should explain, where is that? Because the Gemara said that demachlik is regarding lecha, me'elov is according to the reasoning. Abai says it's valid because lecha is as mechitza, and Rabba holds, no, it's as heker, and therefore that doesn't work if it was made by itself. Should explain, what does that mean, Abai l'tamei? Hainu, that is l'chad lishnul el, according to one version in the previous Gemara. Kabahoy gavoy mechof abalamaita, the Gemara daf hey, which said if the kair was higher than 20 amos, you're coming to diminish it. So you're making a platform on the bottom of the alleyway to diminish that area, where the ksavar abaya held that you have to have the width of that elevated platform an area of 4 tvachim. Why? Because even the crossbeam works as a mechitza. and therefore Machitza only has an area of 4 tvach. Now, and therefore, v'choshken lechem, for sure, a side post, because if anything, like it sounds like from the Gemara of Yud Beis, that those who want to say that a lech is machitza and the kar is hacker, if he holds a kar is machitza, for sure he would hold a lech is machitza, and although that's only according to one interpretation, but v'yisa loshen tavis ikka, that's the primary interpretation, and therefore that's what the Gemara says, about the tamei, that he says a lech is because of machitza, and therefore a lech melev would work. Whereas for other tamei, he goes according to his reason, the omelah that he was quoted previously, that he says, no, echad zebechad zemashum hacker, that both the lechi and the kar were functioned as a hacker, and therefore that's why it's not going to be valid unless you went and you made it, because or else it's not going to be as a valid hacker. But Taisus brings Varach, the Rabbi Nachanella goes l'tamei. He does not have the text according to his reasoning. Because we find it's not necessarily a baya holds like this. Ella, rather Gars Behedi, he just his gears is explicitly. It just says a baya malachim mishamechitza. Baya says the side post functions as a mechitza. Rabbi malachim mishamecher, and Rabbi says the lechi functions like a hacker. Kitanek says master begins with the Gemara leisabel amar. Does not the master hold the mismach adikla that he can rely on the tree? Which Taisus asks. Is that really what Rav Putin is saying from what Rav Putin says later on? Tosfos has two approaches. The Gemara brought that Rav said to Rav Putin that you're not allowed to carry in the mavi once the lechi falls down, even though there's a tree, because it's not relied on from before Shabbos. Now, what bothers Tosfos is, Avakav the Rav Putin is Leib Pirkin, although Rav Putin himself, later on the Perek David Zayin Medav holds, Shabbos, once it was Shabbos, even though, let's say, something now it's already failing in this system, it really should not be permitted. But when Shkia was there, when Ben Hashmasha was, it was permitted, so it remains permitted for the rest of Shabbos. And the Vatay's question is, you don't have to rely on the tree, because the Lechi was there when Shabbos started. So why do you have to say, oh, you can rely on the tree? What do you mean, forget about the tree? The Lechi was there when Shabbos started. So that place has two approaches. Either Hamasik Lekamon, the Gemara concludes later on, that although Rav Huna generally says, hutra hutra, but the Maidrav and the Rav Huna agrees, hey, the lesson of the Mechitzis, when you lose your partitions, to lay mina the hutra hutra, that you don't say anymore the hutra hutra, and here where you lost the partition, because Lechi functions like the fourth wall, then they would agree that you wouldn't say, and never yet to come onto the tree. Or and I mean, other approaches, you're right, Rav Huna would hold that actually you don't have to rely on the tree, because the Lechi was there when Shabbos started. Hachal, if he did Rav, here his question was, according to Rav, who obviously did not hold Kivin Shehutra Hutra, and that he was still asking, but still it should function the Lechi as the tree, and therefore he asked him the tree, and not because of Kivin Shehutra Hutra.